This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
Well, The Guardian reported that Facebook's effort to establish a service that provides users with local news and information is being hindered by the lack of outlets where the company's technicians can find original reporting. It sounds like Facebook basically was just going to gather news from other sources and then put it out on its service, which was going to be called, or is called, Today In. It's something that launched last year. And like I said, it's struggling because it's not finding much original reporting. Well, here's an idea for Facebook if they want to get into the news business. How about hiring some reporters? I think a lot of communities could use that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as I tell my especially my beginning news writing reporting students, you know, they need to realize that I ask them where they get their news first day, a typical icebreaker kind of first day, get to know the students, get them familiar with contemporary 21st century journalism. And not a surprise, many of them get their news from social media, which is fine. And I say, well, where does that news come from? And there's an assumption that, well, Facebook, it's where I tuned in to look for it. It must be the author for that. And I say, no, this is often generated by or chosen or picking out along the other, you know, more longtime traditional journalism. So the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and such. And I don't think there's a general public always realizes that. Facebook is not necessarily have their own newsroom and have their own journalists working around the clock. And when we have you know, the exodus of newspapers going out of business, I think to the tune of some 1,500, I believe, was in this article. It talks about in the last 15 years, several hundred have gone out of business. You know, where is Facebook going to aggregate or find these stories anymore? And this is the issue. But no, Facebook is not generating these stories. They're on the look for them.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I talk to all my students too, and Facebook is where they get a lot of their news from, maybe Twitter or other places. But I think one of the main issues with this that has been is that up until, you know, a year ago when Facebook tried to have this Today In category all around, is most of the ways that they were getting this news wasn't through following, you know, the Chicago Tribune or other news outlets. It was from people sharing articles that they were finding. Which, you know, has led to lots of, you know, people talking about fake news and kind of sharing of propaganda, things that maybe aren't from reputable websites trying to pass it off, satire being shared.
Right.
And the students a lot of people in general, I think, don't necessarily know how to determine, well, this was just shared by a person. They don't think that through. They just read the article and almost assume that it's true. In some ways, I think that this is Facebook kind of coming to terms, this whole thing, coming to terms with the accusations of everything that happened, you know, with the 2016 election and the Senate hearings that Zuckerberg went through. But I think that, you know, like you said, Rich, I don't think they're going about it the right way. You know, so many local news sources have gone under. There's so much, you know, junk out there that is posing as real news, satire, propaganda websites and the like. That I almost think that Facebook needs to take, you know, almost a cue from BuzzFeed, which years ago just started as, you know, cute, you know, top 50 types of food that you need to try in the state, right? But then they've since, you know, hired real journalists and are starting to do real journalism, seeing how, you know, people were going to them and reading them so much. And I think Facebook should, rather than trying to find places that are out there, maybe they need to start creating some stuff.
Yeah, the Facebook certainly has enough money, I believe. They could do this, and they could provide a really beneficial service because, as we've talked about on this program in the past, there are a number of communities which could be considered news deserts. There is just no local journalism happening there, and that is not a good thing.
Right, and in my time in the area where I worked, we had some smaller rural newspapers in our chain, which they eventually had to close over time, two or three of them, and they came to the bigger paper where I had worked at. But this is becoming more and more common, as it says here in the article, around the Midwest, in our neck of the woods and in the Northeast. And as people become more and more acclimated to reaching for their smartphones or their, laptops and so forth and looking for news, I think that this might have to become the evolution and the adaption by which entities like BuzzFeed and Facebook are, for whatever reason, are becoming more acceptable to more people as a source of news. And so I think it's incumbent upon them to become more responsible for that and maybe viewing themselves and maybe creating more journalistic opportunities and staffing true journalists in their newsrooms because, again, the newspapers for which they aggregated these stories are just diminishing.
And I think, you know, Facebook has a reputation of, you know, one of the goals of it is to bring people together, help people form communities, form connections with people. The opportunities that exist to have, you know, fill in these news deserts, places where people, you know, maybe they can't afford, you know, some communities to have a local newspaper, you know, and they have to pull from other areas. But Facebook could definitely afford to hire one or two journalists in kind of these areas and pay them to cover them all across the United States and really help kind of bring back that community-based journalism that we've kind of lost over the years.
Yeah, what is Facebook's goal with Today In? Is it to inform communities? Is it to inform people? Or is this just another way to make money for them? I mean, that would be interesting to see if they are really interested in democracy, interested in keeping communities informed and engaged. Maybe they start hiring reporters in some places to help keep people be informed. But if this is just a way for them to make money, they're probably not going to be hiring reporters anyplace.
Yeah, the optimistic part of me wants to think that they truly want to engage in democracy. I know Zuckerberg has hinted that he has political aspirations. So I like to think that maybe they would really be interested in investing in journalism, truly independent journalism, where they would let them report. The very cynical part of me says it's a way for them to make more money, or even worse than that, just to combat the allegations of fake news that they purport. Mm-hmm. And it's just a kind of more thing that they can do in name. And so, like, no, we're combating people sharing stuff that they shouldn't be sharing, and that it's not going to go much further than that.
Yeah, I don't know if this was ever intended in their business model, but it just seems to be going that way to where more folks are reaching for their respective websites and their social media. So why not give them what they need and actually be responsible in doing that? And I think at this time Facebook could use some good news right now and could be could afford to be looked in a more positive light. And so especially when I think the industry is going this way, this could be a good place for them to step in and to step up perhaps.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.